Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again. Wednesday evening, Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. You know the drill. On tonight's show, got all kinds of folks. Gonna introduce you. Well, you probably know, I'm just hep to him for like 2 days. Stephen Wilson Jr. Everybody knows him except me. Like, what's up with that? How am I so out of the loop? We'll listen to him. We'll listen to New Boy Golden. New Valerie June. Some great shows coming up next week, we'll mention. Have you heard the new Mavis Staples record yet? Oh, my God, it's great. And as some of y'all might have guessed already, we got piles and piles and piles of Todd Snyder. Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids.
To exist must have been the first one we couldn't resist, and now that list goes on. As I'm hoping it will. But till we're gone, hey now. You got to live a little, right? Might be all we got. You got to live a little. People die a lot. Oh. They do. Look it up. Yep. People die a lot like cold winds blow. So when I wonder where they go, I gotta ask who wants to know and never do. Whether you're the voice in your head or who is talking to. Hey now, the both of you, you got to live a little. With everything we've got now, come on. Hey, you got to live a little. People die a lot. Oh, what? Can't be that hard. Shit. Shit. Everybody does it. Hey, you got to live a little. You got to live a little. Yeah, you got to live a little.
Todd Snyder. Settle down, settle down. We'll hear that later. Yeah, The Temptation to Exist. From the album High, Lonesome, and Then Some. You know, if you're going to put out a record a few weeks before you die, that's probably the record to put out. It's a great record. It's definitely a must hear. But it's dark. It's dark, no doubt about it. Despite the fact that most people, friends of Todd's, saying, you know, during the recording and, you know, leading up to it and stuff, he was actually in a really great state of mind and, you know, just relatively a good place. But yeah, things happen. As Donald Trump says, things happen. And, you know, details are still kind of sketchy. Of course, Todd passed away, if you hadn't heard. He probably did. He passed away last week. Details are kind of sketchy, but he definitely was not in a good frame of mind. And on top of that, he actually had pneumonia. And, you know, the two things combined when he went to the hospital for help, you know, they basically didn't take him too seriously, let him out. And shortly thereafter, he died because of the pneumonia. It's beyond a shame. You know, you can point, well, you can, you know, who knows? Were you there? I wasn't there. Nobody was there. You don't know. All you can do is guess. You can point fingers at American healthcare. You can point fingers at Todd for being messed up. You can point to anything, you know. Who knows exactly? But here, as we drift into this season of that's, you know, supposed to be about brotherhood and all like that, maybe the thing you should take away is sometimes you should look a little deeper, try a little harder, maybe care a little more, even if you don't really think you need to. You know, those, the people at that hospital, they probably didn't even know who Todd Snyder was, you know? They were probably Tom Jones fans.
Gather around and I'll sing you a song about a crazy old world that's coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. Paper said we'd have no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle. We all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. Video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't even have to rhyme again. See? I can say anything I want to now. Well, you know, within reason. Say sitcom catchphrase game show nation. Television soon defied explanation. As the situation took to such a degree that eventually we all heard about cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, that your average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock is watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. I got to talk to Bruce. Simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality. But it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after another, we pretended not to act, as we hurtled ever forward towards alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon, an old man with a comb over had sold us the moon. We stayed tuned in, now here we are. Reality killed by a reality star. I got the talking blues.
Sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. Hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. He says you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, if he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he yelled up at the band to play a train. Tammy Runaway, locomotive out of my one track mind. And I'm looking for any kind of trouble that I can find. I got this old black leather jacket and this pack of Marlboro Reds. This sash here in my pocket, I got these thoughts in my own head. There are two run until I gotta walk until I gotta crawl. Got this moment that we're in right now and nothing else at all. So play a train song and pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on when they lay me in the ground. Hear me run away, locomotive out of my track, and I'm looking for any kind of trouble that I can find. Television blizzard light, we looked around his place, found him cold there on the sofa, a little smile across his face. Though I tried with all my sadness, somehow I could never weep for a man who looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep. Singing a train song, finishing one last round, made him leave his boots on daily. Was a runaway locomotive out of a one-track mind. Play a train song, play a train song, play a train.
I was in Indiana, Bloomington, when I got the news that you were gone. Just off stage, a decent gig, the crowd was small, the room was big. I got some laughs, but not like you. You did things I could never do. Floppy hat, crooked grin, dirty hair, dimpled chin. Well, you never bought in, you never sold out. You were living on the edge, in the shadow of a doubt. Freight trains got to roll. Singers got to sing. Everything takes time. Then time takes everything. You were in East Nashville mostly, so we mostly talked remotely. I was singing, telling a funny story. Did it for the good time, not the glory. People come and people go, but not always the ones you know. When you know someone who goes, it's worse. Sad truth of the universe. It's abstract till it draws near. You'd agree with me if you were here. Freight trains got to roll. Singers got to sing. Everything takes time. Then time takes everything. I stayed with you for a week or so. This was around the devil you know. Or maybe it was the excitement plan. Who can explain where the light went, man? They say a smile hides the pain. I guess all that smiling gets explained. Floppy hat, crooked grin, dirty hair, dimpled chin. We wake and we sleep and we dream in between. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Freight trains got to roll. Singers got to sing. Everything takes time. Then time takes everything. Freight trains got to roll. singer's got to sing. Everything takes time, then time takes everything.
That was Rhett Miller from the old 97s, and a song he wrote and recorded backstage at a show in Kentucky over the weekend when he had learned about the passing of his friend Todd Snyder, called simply Song for Todd Snyder. Before that, Jason Isbell doing one of Todd's classics, Play a Train Song, and none other than Tom Jones kicking off tonight's show with Talking Reality Television Blues from his album Surrounded by Time. Todd Snyder, I'd seen him a bunch of times. He played here twice at the Folk Festival. The first time was the better of the two, for sure. Second time he played main stage with a band, and man, I don't know if it was where I was at or what, but it was so loud. Man, I still remember that. And then he did one workshop, I believe, the same day, and then he was scheduled for a couple more, and he never showed up the next day. You know, things were like that with Todd sometimes. But I'd seen him outside. I'd seen him originally with his band, the Nervous Rex, back when Will Kimbrough was part of that outfit. Saw him in Fargo once, opening for Jason and the Scorchers. Oh my God, what a show that was. And then in Minneapolis once at, where was it? Can't remember the name of the place. Was it... No, it wasn't. Was it? No, it wasn't. I forget where it was. Somewhere, Minneapolis. We went from seeing Dave Alvin at First Avenue and went straight to a club to see Todd and the Nervous Rex. What a night. Holy moly. And I was with a bunch of folks, and none of them would come. So me and Curtis went alone. What's wrong with the rest of you? Anyway, and then we seen him somewhere else. Was it Fargo again we went? Or Minneapolis? I forget. I think it was Fargo again, just for a solo show. I think those were my five Todd Snyder shows. Am I forgetting any? I might be forgetting one. I forget. Anyways. Here's that first time he came to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It sounds okay, but it's just such a great moment. This might be my favorite cover that I've ever witnessed at the Folk Festival. And it's Todd's great and the song is great, but I think what makes it even better, I mean, just that alone, if it was just Todd on his own playing the song, it would be great. But on the same workshop was the band Olabel, featuring Levon Helm's daughter, Amy Helm. And they went on to back Jim White that same year, which was incredible. But they were on the same stage as Todd, and Todd started off the song solo, and then Olabel just slips in behind him, just seamlessly. And it's like what folk festival workshops are made for. It's amazing.
Listening to gospel music on the colored radio station, and the preacher said, you know, you've always got the Lord by your side. I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner, a little bleary, worse for the wear and the tear. A girl with far away eyes. So if you're downright disgusted, and life ain't worth a damn, I'd get a girl. That all I had to do was send $200 check or cash money order to the Sacred Bleeding Heart for Jesus Church, located someplace in Los Angeles, California. And next week, they'd say my prayer on the radio, and all my dreams would come true. So I did. And the next week, I got a prayer. You know what kind of eyes she got. You're down on your luck, and you can't harmonize. Get a girl with far away eyes. And if you're downright disgusted,
then a hard life is all that they'll know. There'll be no place on this earth where a child can grow if we've made it a hard life wherever they go.
Cruise back home. God, I still feel pain. I wish I had some cocaine, but
Todd Snyder doing Jimmy Buffett here on the Twang Trust. That comes from a compilation album called That Was Me, the best of Todd Snyder, 94 to 98. Before that, Todd Snyder covering Nancy Griffith from the album More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith, Ford Econoline, and Nancy Griffith and Todd Snyder on Nancy's song, It's a Hard Life Wherever You Go. Before that, Promo Only. It was on like a interview disc that came when the album The Devil You Know came out. It's a few tracks there, Todd and Nancy together. Pretty special little item to have, let me tell you. And we started that set off, Todd Snyder, live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2005, backed up by Ola Bell and Tim Easton on a cover of the Rolling Stones' Faraway Eyes. And Todd was wearing a little Rolling Stones logo button. Yeah. And he recorded a bunch of station IDs for me that day, and I left them at home. So we're going to plunk them in when we upload this show to the website later. We'll fix this show in editing. No. If you want more of an in-depth look at Todd Snyder, listen to this past Sunday's edition of Tell the Band to Go Home at UMFM. It was like, what, 4 solid hours of Todd. And a deep dive into every little crevice. It was great. So do that, where you do that sort of thing. Todd Snyder. Sometimes there's just no words, you know? Fortunately, both Bill Lloyd and Marty Stewart have brand new records just for that purpose. No words. Thank you. something else we'll fix in editing. It was sounding so nice, wasn't it? That's Raul Malo from his instrumental album, Say Less. Okay. We'll try again later. Oh, technology. Let's see. Oh, look at all the fingerprints on this thing. No wonder. See, I should have. It's always something, isn't it? That was our speechless set. We were speechless. The Raul Malo album came out a few years ago, but the other two we heard in that set, brand new. Bill Lloyd from the duo Foster and Lloyd. He's got a new instrumental album out called Instamentals. We heard Senior Discount. I think he made this record just for the sake of making punny song titles. They're all like that. Go listen to it and you can enjoy the song titles, even if you don't like the songs. And at the top of the set, sort of brand new. It was brand new last year when it came out for Record Store Day. It's an album called Space Junk. Well, I guess it was this year, wasn't it? So I guess it can still count as a best album of the year because I love the thing. Came out for Record Store Day in April. It's a double album, all instrumental, Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives. But for you unfortunate few that didn't pick it up on Record Store Day back in April, well, you can get it now. He's putting it out for all you plebes. California Part 1, Bobby Gentry, Call Home was the title of that one. Next, have you heard the new Mavis Staples record? Oh my God, it's so great. It's called Sad and Beautiful World. And it's a sad and beautiful record. Mostly beautiful. Even when she's singing about stuff that, you know, is sad. It's just gorgeous. All the songs are great. Her and her producer just plucked them all out of everywhere they could think of. There's Leonard Cohen, and there's Tom Waits, and there's Alison Russell, and there's new stuff, and there's old stuff. And then there's this one that sounds like when Patterson Hood from the Drive-By Truckers wrote this song, it sounds like he wrote it specifically for Mavis Staples to do on her brand new record called Sad and Beautiful World.
The following is a secret.
Oh no, look at that. So that would have sounded so seamless that the song started like it was supposed to have, huh? Huh? If this show is professional on any level at all, that would have been so great.
Everybody needs love, love, love. and nobody ever found happiness, living their lives all alone. Walk around like I didn't